Remember, remember, the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason and plot. I know of no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. Yes, it's the 5th of November, 2011, exactly 406 years ago, since Guy Fawkes and his fellow conspirators tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament. I'm sure we know what happened to Mr. Guy Fawkes, and we're still celebrating it today. And that's really part of the point of this particular audio boo, is the fact that we are still celebrating that. 406 years ago, as I said, that momentous event happened, but we're still living it now. It's still part of our history. We're still celebrating it now. And one of those things you think about when you think about it, 400 odd years doesn't sound that much, but when you think about it and the fact that we're still celebrating it now, commemorating it in our own different ways, and you think about what other countries' recorded history is like, and I know for a fact that some countries would sort of give their eye teeth to have recorded history, interesting history like that, that goes back that far. And the fact that we've got that here, we should be very proud and very grateful for, I suppose. But it's one of those points in history, part of sort of British history, which is sort of always fascinated me, going back to Henry VIII and his reign and the changes that he made, breaking away from the Church of Rome and everything, destroying the monasteries and everything that came from that. Because you could argue that right up to 1605, the gunpowder plot was a consequence of that. It was all religious based. There was lots of religious overtones to it. You take it further on a few decades and you come to the English Civil War. A lot of that was fought on religious grounds as well. And of 150 odd years or thereabouts of very, very interesting history, but momentous history, and history that we're still living through now, but it's still affecting our lives in lots of ways, and not just British lives either. If you look across the world, the position that Britain was in 1605 or any of that particular period that I'm mentioning, it affected the world, and we're still living through that now. So it's good to see that we are still celebrating or commemorating those sort of events, and 1605, November the 5th, is one of the big ones. Yes, I know it's partly, I'm sure, because of the consequences or potential consequences of what was trying to be done there, but also you think about now we're still celebrating it, as I said, 25 miles away from where I live now, or where I'm doing this boo from in Lewes. They have a celebration, commemoration every 5th of November, every single year. They've been doing this for a long time. I'm not sure exactly how long, but it goes back a long way. That particular celebrations are sometimes criticised because they're very elaborate. They're some of the most spectacular celebrations, with the parades and the fire and the fireworks, etc. as well. They go back to what it was really all about back in 1605. They revisit that and they actually pay a bit of attention to that. It might not always be palatable to some people, and there have been criticisms in the past because of maybe the religious overtones, undertones of what's being done, and the effigies that they have, the signs that they have, etc., and the whole nature of the celebrations as well. But we shouldn't forget what happened back then. I can't say pretend to understand everything that went on then. I don't know everything. Who does? But it's good that we do think about that, because as I said, those times still bearing fruit now, if you want to put it that way. We're still living through them. It is living history, but history moves on, and all the consequences of things that are done 400 years ago can still have an effect now, the same way that things that we do today, or we did not very long ago, are now bearing fruit on us now. You have consequences for all of your actions, and sometimes it's worth remembering that as well. So if you're out there tonight having celebrations, just think back 400 odd years to what happened back then, and the fact that we're still celebrating that, and the fact that we've actually got that amount of recorded history in that country. I'm very pleased about that. It gives you something to think about, it gives you something to read about, and to think back that your ancestors were probably alive and around at that time, whether it be 1605, during Henry VIII's reign, or during the English Civil War. I've done a little bit of family history, and I know that with the help of others, my family tree that I know of goes back to the early 1600s. So there you are, my forebears were around at that particular time, during that momentous time in British history. Makes you wonder which side they might have been on, doesn't it? Anyway, I'm going to leave it there, let you ponder that as well. And thanks very much. Enjoy your celebrations if you're out tonight. But remember, remember, the 5th of November, Gunpowder, Treason and Plot. I know of no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. Let's hope we never do forget. Thanks very much. Goodbye.